نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. I've mentioned many a times that these majalis that we have here, the month of Ramadan, this part of the night, and our Thursday night majlis and certain other programs, they are not for increasing our knowledge of tafsir, of Hadith Sharif, of jurisprudence and other aspects. It is to increase the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, because that is where our problem lies. That we don't seem to have sufficient love to make us look forward to doing those ibadat, to make us look forward to making salat, fasting, zakat, hajj, charities, taking care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, spending our time in tilawat and zikr, and fulfilling the rights of parents, wives, children. All that is ibadat, all that is Islam, all that is Sharia. But one is doing it because if you don't do it, you go to hellfire. So that is also one way of doing it. That the person is doing it. If he doesn't do it, he'll go to hell. But now, is that the purpose why Allah Ta'ala made all these things obligatory or made it pleasing to Him that we should do it? It was there for our benefit. We must create a passion. When a person changes his life and he starts getting the taste of this life, this new life, then he doesn't become an abnormal person. That is one fear that our young brothers and sisters have, that once you will go on this line, then finish. No enjoyment, no happiness, no fun, no pleasure. Life will become boring, which is totally wrong. There is no such thing as life will become boring. Life will become very, very pleasant. It will become very pleasant. The person will now truly enjoy life. His other enjoyment was not enjoyment. It was like a person who is in a state of chloroform, that he has been given anesthetic. Now he is in that state. So at that time, the person feels no pain. For that little while, he doesn't feel pain, because he is in that state. So the doctor will, as I say, do exactly the same thing. Or the surgeon will do the same thing that our human folk do in the kitchens. He will chip, he will chop, he will slice, he will cut, we don't know what they do to different parts of the bodies. So he will do all that. But this person will not feel any pain. Because of the state that he is in, there's no pain. And if somebody tells him that what you are going through is a very painful process, there's no pain at all, what pain you talking about? But let that effect of that chloroform wear off, and then see what kind of pain he feels. Then quickly they will give him again drugs to sedate him, because there's pain now. So like that, this person who is engaging in sins and is committing adultery and fornication and porn sites upon porn sites and filthy cell phone downloads and chit-chats and mix-its, which he can't later fix it, everything else, it all carries on. So at that time when somebody tells him, he says, what you talking about, sins bring disaster in a person's life. I can't find any kind of disaster. Nothing but enjoyment. So that enjoyment is just like that enjoyment that the person gets when after he recovers or when the effects of that anesthetic wears off. Then quickly they give him some sedation. So that sedation is something like a person who is on a high, on drugs. He really enjoys it. He's in a different world. He floats in some clouds. But after that, when he comes back again onto earth, then he realizes. So like that, it is just temporary, temporary. Zara si deer ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza abru ka dafna karnai kaisi himafat hai. What stupidity is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a person respect, he gives him honor, as a Muslim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him so much of dignity and honor. And now he wants to lose that purposely. Purposely he wants to cut his feet. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't want to give a life like that. So that is a little while of pleasure. And if not in this world, then it will start in the qabr, it will start in the akhirat. But most of the time in this world, after some period of time, the person's life becomes restless. The moment the person starts engaging in sins, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't attack his wealth and his property. Allah Ta'ala doesn't send the azab straight away on his health, or straight away on his shop and business, or straight away on his other things that he possesses. Straight away he doesn't do that, because Allah Ta'ala is very loving, very merciful, very forgiving. He wants this person to turn around, come back, make tawbah, tap at his door. So therefore he gives him opportunities of tawbah like he's giving us now. That no matter how far we may have gone, he gave us another opportunity. Gave us again in our lives the 21st night. Whether it's Laylatul Qadr or not does not mean that it's not a Mubarak night. Doesn't mean it's not in the month of Ramadan. It does not mean it's not in the last 10 nights. It does not mean that it's not one of the odd nights. So all those factors are still there. So what does that mean? It means Allah Ta'ala wants us to return to Him. But when the person starts sinning, then the first azab of Allah Ta'ala comes on the spiritual heart, not the physical heart. The physical heart would carry on beating. But the spiritual heart, there will now be restlessness. Slowly but surely that heart will become restless. It will become so restless that that person won't get sleep after some time. Ask all those people who have been caught up in the world of illicit beloveds and see what their lives have become. I get correspondence from all over, so I can tell you. Restless, restless. So many want to commit suicide. They can't find a solution. Sometimes now they decide to make tawbah, and then there is another problem. That the girl doesn't want to accept, or her parents don't want to accept. Sometimes the boy's parents are not happy. Now they can't even break up that relationship, and they can't even get married. That makes it even worse. So finally it ends up in disaster, and all the other problems that go with it. So we are dealing with these cases all the time. So that is why we have this muraqabah of maut. The temptations will come. We are living in a world full of temptations. All around us is nothing but temptations. Which place is no temptation? So now if a person says around us so much of temptation, mahol, mahol means the environment. If we keep complaining, environment. So mahol, the environment, we are going to make the environment. We are Muslims. We were supposed to change environments. We were not supposed to blindly follow the environment. Mahol par padho la haul, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah. Zamana hum ko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. We are the ones that were supposed to change the mahol and the environment. تیرا ہر نئے دور حکومت میں بدل جانا نمونہ ہو کے بھی ہر قوم کے پیچھے چل جانا something like that as Khaja صاحب سے that you are supposed to be the role model, you are supposed to be guiding, you are supposed to be leading, instead of that you say you are just following. So therefore we have this now muraqabah of maut. It's not like a tasbih that a person has to read, death, death, death. But recently, how many deaths we have heard of? Young, fit, healthy people. Sometimes a groom getting ready to marry and he's gone just before the nikah. A bride left this world a few hours before her nikah. Four people waiting for an engagement. Gone before the engagement could take place. Maybe shahadat or perform for them, it could be a blessing. Allah Ta'ala wants to give them Jannat easily, He took them away. But look at the lessons that they left behind for us. That is just what we come to know because they're related or because they are friends or because it's written on the board or because we heard in the over the station or read in the newspaper. But what about the millions around the world or hundreds of thousands around the world that are living? Where there are wars, where there's battles, or in AIDS or in all other kinds of sicknesses and diseases, how many people are leaving the world suddenly? No one knows whether you will be here for the next second. Where can you know about the next day or next year? So muraqabah of maut means that whenever you are tempted, at that time the person, just for a short while, of course nafs and shaitan are not going to allow us to even think like that. Because at that time, shaitan puts the person on such a high that he can't even think straight. Before he even goes on a high with drugs, he's already on a high. Shaitan will tell him, you take this drug, don't worry. All those stories you heard and all those bayans and all those waaz and all those nasihat, there's still a lot of time you can make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. In other words, he'll make you sin on the strength of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being Ghafoorur Rahim, very forgiving. So that means commit sins because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Now will that not make Allah Ta'ala more angry? His Ghafoorur Rahim, very forgiving, very merciful, was for whom? It was for the person that made mistake, he's a human being, he slipped, he fell, so now turn towards Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And even if he deliberately committed sins all his life, but now he wants to return to Allah Ta'ala, make sincere tawbah. But you don't keep on making accidents just because you have a very good panel beater next door. So this muraqabah is mawtoh, is for that. For that reason we have this in the month of Ramadan and even on the other nights we have in this masjid as a weapon against nafs and shaitan. That the moment this kind of evil desire comes, the person thinks. And it doesn't take a very long thought also. And doesn't require any kind of expenditure also. Only one statement. What if, that's all. I always say that's all you have to ask. When there's a temptation to commit adultery, fornication, watch some porn sites, or engage in any other haram, just ask ourselves one simple question. What if? What if that comes in that state? Then what? Now does that require a very long thought? And especially those who are students of institutions, dini institutions, or those of us who have got taluk with masajid, madaris, those of us who have got our dadi and kurta and topi, and those of us who are known in the eye of the public as pious and righteous. So we should ask ourselves, am I indeed righteous and pious? This opinion that people hold of me, is it a correct opinion? Or is it just because of my pretense that they are holding this opinion? Can I deceive Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Does He not see into my heart? Does He not know what my lifestyle is? So how much more dangerous it is for people like us? How much more we should be asking that question, if ever there is. And there will be. There's no question of if ever there will. There will be. Shaitan is not there only for the people that are in discos and cinemas. Shaitan is there for the people in Hajj. Shaitan is there for the people in Arafat, Muzdalifah and Mina. Shaitan is right there near the Kaabatullah Sharif. Don't people steal? While that person has got his hands on the Multazam, his back pocket, if he had his money and passport, is gone. Because he is engrossed, he is making dua there, istighfar and tawbah there. In the meantime, another person cut his pocket and he doesn't even know. They steal right there. But of course, those people come there with the niyat of stealing. Whatever you go there for, that's what you get. If you go there with the niyat of stealing, then you'll get somebody's money. Where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls so that he may give us halal. Now these people want to go for haram, then what? But the point is this, that shaitan is everywhere. In Madina Sharif is there. In Makkah Sharif is there. Go to the hotel rooms in Madina Sharif and see if shaitan is not there. Near the Roza Mubarak, see if shaitan is not there. All those cell phones that play musical tones near the Roza Mubarak. Near Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's resting place. Hindi music, English music, Arabic music. You can hear all kinds of tones. One day that person's cell phone in his pocket was playing so long and he's in namaz. And a whole English song, a Hindi song was playing, and those people were getting angry and this person not even bothered. Right near the Roza Mubarak. So is shaitan not around there? He will mislead and misguide wherever he can. It depends on the person himself, how much he wants to stay away. So there will be temptations. There will be temptations. But always remember that which I have mentioned many times, and I heard it in the 1950s must be. Don't think many of you were born at that time. So for temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. So the best shield against the temptation is muraqabah of maut. That death can come suddenly. So we'll read a two or three couplets from here.
آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور عمر یہ ایک دن گزرنی ہے ضرور قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور whatever we are going to do we are going to be rewarded accordingly or punished we have to worry about the آخرت the hereafter this world is a stepping stone to the hereafter we have to cross the bridge of death and go into the hereafter whoever came into this world or whoever has will come, everyone has to cross the bridge of death. And then we go to the hereafter. Our qiyamah starts from the time that death comes. Man mata qamat qiyamatu. Person dies, his qiyamah starts. And we don't know when that qiyamah of mouth will come. The other qiyamah will come whenever it will come. So there is no one that is going to remain here forever and ever. Has anybody come here and remained forever? We have to pass on. So therefore we must create that love for the hereafter. Whatever ni'mats, whatever pleasures of this world, they are all limited, temporary. Make use of the gifts of Allah Ta'ala, gifts of health, gifts of wealth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the gold, the silver, uranium, platinum, whatever Allah Ta'ala has created, is created for man. Make use of it in the correct manner. Make use of the technology that is available for good purposes. But remember that there is a day of judgments and death is sure to come. So, آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور If a person plants onions, and then he waits for a potato crop. then we will say that this person, you must search for the nearest asylum. Something far away may be detrimental. Because a man ordered, he said, I want so many tons of pockets of potato in season. So this person took the order, he took the money, he took everything. And now when the season came, and that person is waiting for delivery of those potatoes, he says, well, I will supply you onions. So why? He said, because I planted onions, and I was waiting for potatoes to grow, but onions grew. So what will he say? So jaisi karni vaisi bharni, if you are going to plant good deeds, seeds of good deeds, then you will get good returns. If you're going to plant seeds of evil, then what do we expect in return? Jaisi karni vaisi bharni na maane to karke dekh, jannat bhi hai dozakh bhi hai na maane to marke dekh. Those who say there's no jannat and jahannam, wait. Tell them, wait. After you die, you'll see. آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور عمر یہ ایک دن گزرنی ہے ضرور قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی. Who will be able to avoid death? Who will be able to bribe the angel of death and say that I am not coming with you? Jaan teri jaane wali jayegi. It's going to go. The soul will go. Aane wali kis se taali jayegi? جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی. The soul will be extracted from every part of your body. Angel of death is not going to leave anyone. روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی. Every vein, every artery, every limb, every part of the body, it is the ruh and the soul that keeps it moving. The soul has got a connection with our hands, with our feet, with everything. When the soul leaves the body is still there with the hands, feet and everything, but there is no life left. And no one can restore that life and bring that life back. So, ruh rag rag se nikali jayegi. تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی. We just close our eyes in this picture. What is life? What is life? A person must take a good look at his beautiful car, beautiful home, his bank balance, his children, his wife, all his assets that he has. And after that, just close the eyes and picture that that is death, which can happen suddenly.
then what? So there's nothing wrong if he built up the assets in a halal way, if he married and he's got children and they are all legitimate, and the person is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we will say when he closed his eyes, in reality now he's going to get the real benefits. The person's investments that he made for the akhirat, now he will see the fruits of his investments. Because he was depositing all these good deeds in the bank of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That bank does not collapse. There's no stock exchange collapse there. So it's not that a Muslim must fear going to the akhirat, he must look forward to going to the akhirat. Provided he has sent something ahead. A person who wants to go and settle in America, in England or any other part of the world, if he has sent sufficient there already, then he will look forward to going there. He says, I've got a house there now, I've got a lot of assets there and I've got a lot of income there, and that's why I'm quite comfortable, I will go there and settle there. But the person hasn't sent anything there, he's got no home there, he's got no assets there, he's got no income, then he's going to be worried what's going to happen there. So, aane wali kis se tali jayegi, jaan teri jaane wali jayegi, rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, tujh pe ek din khaak daali jayegi. Those same friends of ours will take sand and throw. Our parents, our friends, the husband, the wife, children, whosoever it is. Nobody wants to keep the body long in the house. They say, take him away, take her away, take the child away. So let us build up this love of Allah Ta'ala who will remain with us forever and ever. He is from all times. He has been very, very kind, merciful, forgiving, very compassionate, and he looks forward to forgiving. So let us make Allah Ta'ala our friend. And in the friendship of Allah Ta'ala and in the love of Allah Ta'ala, we love everything else. Whatever they say must love, we love. If they say they mustn't love and hate, then we'll hate. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai,
आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है। आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। दिल को अगर चमकाना हो तो कर लो जिक्र इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाह। सोचो जरा फिरऔन के घर में मूसा को पाला किसने, गौर करो मछली के शिकम में यूनुस को रखा किसने। पहले आग में डाला फिर आग को फूल किया किसने, उसके नाम की गुनगाते हैं इब्राहीम खलीलुल्लाह। इल्लल्लाह इल्लल्लाहु 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 इल्लल्लाह। एक दुआ। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन वस्सलातु वस्सलामु अला सय्यदिल अंबिया वल मुरसलीन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व अला आलिही व असहाबिही व अतबाईही अजमईन। या अरहमर राहिमीन या अरहमर राहिमीन या अकरमल अकरमीन या गियासल मुस्तगीसीन या राहिमल मसाकीन या हय्यु या कय्यूम बिरहमतिका नस्तगीस या हय्यु या कय्यूम बिरहमतिका नस्तगीस या हय्यु या कय्यूम बिरहमतिका नस्तगीस या ज़ल जलाल वल इकराम या ज़ल जलाल वल इकराम या ज़ल जलाल वल इकराम। या रब्बना ज़लमना अन्फुसना व इन लम तग़फिर लना व तरहमना लनकूनन्न मिनल ख़ासिरीन। रब्बना ला तुआख़िज़ना इन नसीना औ अख़्ता'ना। ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا 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 أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. O my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate, most caring, most generous, most kind, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Allah, Allah. We beggars have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We are beggars before you, my Allah. We are not begging before human beings. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. You become pleased and happy if we beg of you. Ya Allah, if you have to forgive the entire mankind, no one is going to question you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. This Mubarak night of the 21st in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are seeking from you, my beloved Allah, from your unlimited treasures of ihsan. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. You are Kareem. Kareem gives even to those who are not deserving. We were not deserving of Iman and Islam. You blessed us with Islam and Iman. My beloved Allah, Kareem gives to those who are not even deserving. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. From the time we became of age up till now, how much of our eyes were used for your disobedience. How much of our tongues were used in your disobedience. How much of our hearing and speech in your disobedience? How much of our hands and feet in your disobedience? How much of our heart and mind in your disobedience? How much of our wealth and homes and cars in your disobedience? My beloved Allah, if it had not been for your generosity and your tolerance, we would have been seized there and then and destroyed. But how tolerant you are, how loving you are, how forgiving and merciful you are. You gave us another opportunity of making tawbah from our sins. You could have destroyed us, my Allah, but you gave us another opportunity. It is a clear indication that you want to forgive, my beloved Allah, and therefore we are seeking from you forgiveness of all the sins of our eyes and ears and tongues and hands and feet and heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our grandchildren. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter how far we may have gone, but my beloved Allah, your forgiveness, the ocean of your forgiveness is unlimited. If our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more, my beloved Allah, than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, just one drop, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. You blessed us with the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You blessed us with this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, forgive us. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazla farma dil badal de. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are glorifying sins in front of us. Oh my beloved Allah, they are our declared enemies. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation and embarrassment. Oh my beloved Allah, save us and protect us from these enemies of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. Become ours and make us yours. Give us a heart that beats with your love. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many of our family members, so many Muslims, so many people around the world, my Allah, who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. We know that sometimes physical ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy in a disguised form. But we are extremely weak, even if it is a rahmat and a mercy, Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Oh my beloved Allah, even if the poverty is in the state of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of wealth. Oh my Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, our lives in your control, our health in your control, our wealth in your control, the ground on which we walk is in your control. If you order the ground to shake, my beloved Allah, no superpower of the world can stop it from shaking. Oh my beloved Allah, the heavens and the earth in your control. We are therefore seeking from you. Become ours and make us yours. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din main dua mangta hoon. If anybody has to ask me, what is it that you are seeking all the time? I will respond and reply that I am seeking my Allah from my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties of mankind, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Mubarak days of Ramadan, they went so fast. We were not able to do justice to the fasting. Ya Allah, what can we do? What can we present before you? That we are seeking from you, my Allah. Accept our broken efforts. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our fasting of Ramadan, our zikr of Ramadan, our tilawat of Ramadan, our salat of Ramadan, our salatu taraweeh of Ramadan, our charities in Ramadan, my beloved Allah, our sajdas of Ramadan, our rukus of Ramadan, our qiyam of Ramadan. Ya Allah, whatever we did in this month of Ramadan, with your fazl, with your kindness and with your ihsan, accept it. Oh my beloved Allah, we have nothing with us. We have no capital of good deeds to bring across. We are filled with nothing but you. But my beloved Allah, in these nights you forgive. Your forgiveness knows no limits, my Allah. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, ab to maaf kar de, ab to maaf kar de. How long, my Allah, are we going to remain on the surface of the earth displeasing you? You have the power to change our hearts, my Allah. What else have these brothers of mine gathered here? Ya Allah, why are the sisters listening this part of the night? Why have we raised our hands before you? We all have got great hope, my Allah. Bless us all from your unlimited treasures. Ab to hamare hal par raham farma. How long are we going to remain on the path of sins? Change the direction of our lives. My beloved Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that pour in this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Ah, mere Allah. How loving you are. How caring you are. How compassionate and merciful you are. Hum gande hai, nalayak hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Lekin mere maula, hum tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go? Ya Allah, a day is going to come. And we have to cross the bridge of death. And death comes suddenly, gives no warning, my Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, popping drugs in our mouth, a bottle of wine in our hands. My beloved Allah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. With your fazl and kindness, bless us with death in Medina Tayyibah. Burial in Baqi. If it is not destined, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All his life he begged for us. All the sacrifices that he made for us. He was stored in Taif, his shoe Mubarak was filled with his Mubarak blood. He was stored in Uhud. The pins of his helmet pierce his jaws. Blood oozes. His teeth are shattered. He falls down unconscious. The greatest after you, the most beloved of yourself. What sacrifices he makes for the sake of the Ummah. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that Ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, so much of your tears were shed, the Ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, adultery, fornication, filthy musical tones on the cell phones just near your Roza Mubarak, how much of injury and pain we must be causing to the sensitive heart of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Bless our wives and children, our family members with that goodness. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that He asked for protection. Which fitna and which corruption that he did not ask for protection from. Ya Allah, it was for our sake that he was asking. So much he begged for us. Ya Allah, protect us from all those fitnas and corruption and mischief. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. We cannot know, my beloved Allah, each and every individual's aspirations and each and every individual's desires and wishes. But you are well aware, my beloved Allah, whatever their good wishes and good desires, long as they are according to Sharia, Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware, my beloved Allah, of each and every individual's difficulties. Whosoever has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, you are well aware of their difficulties, their hardship, their pain, their suffering in their individual life, in their homes, in the family. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever their individual problems, you are well aware whether it is sicknesses or diseases or tests and trials. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering and their problems. So many of our brothers and sisters have requested du'as. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of whatever their needs are, their requirements are, what their difficulties are, or what their desires and wishes are. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and protect them from all the difficulties. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے. ہم نالائق ہے, گندے ہے, سیاہ کار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے, لیکن قبول فرمائے. قبول کر لے میرے اللہ, قبول کر لے میرا ہر خطا پہ روڈا, یہی ہے میری تلافی, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کر. Those who are writing examinations or will be writing examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. Those who are searching for employment, give them halal risk and employment. Those who are planning for Hajj, remove the obstacles in their path. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. Hey brothers, for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, pour your heart out before Allah Ta'ala. Silently in your heart, seek from my Allah. His doors of mercy are open. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. Allah, Allah, Allah. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. In Zambia, I think I always say, I've mentioned that many times about that park, Kopra Park, this park, that park. I always say, eat all the different parks, go to the park also. But keep your eyes parked and your heart parked. But now I have to add one more thing. And in the parking lot, make sure that your car park properly. Gaadi ko bhi barabar park ki. Deen is beautiful by beautiful. It is not khushk and dry. Before Allah Ta'ala you cry it out. After that remain cheerful, happy with the family, with the children, with the akhlaq of different places is different. Akhlaq is different at different places. Now we are in the masjid. If a person starts jumping here and skipping here and hopping here, so will that be correct? masjid adab is different. If the person is teaching Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Hadith Sharif, Quran Sharif, so the adab and respect of that is different. There the person will sit with dignity, listen. But now with his little children, if the person has to sit like a Shaykhul Hadith and make him sit also all the time, like somebody in Dars, so will that be akhlaq? With a child you have to talk to meh-meh just like the child. You have to come down to the level of the child. With the ulama you'll talk at their level. With friends according to their discipline. Love for the sake of Allah Ta'ala will give a person shade on the day of Qiyamah under the throne of Allah. So in this masjid I wish to tell you that Alhamdulillah I love each and every one of you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That's all. Nothing else. No other reason. What else? Alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala has given me plentiful. My gaze is not on your pockets or anything else. Love for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It's my desire that myself and you and everyone we go into Jannah together and we enjoy the ni'mats where there'll be no pain, no suffering, no difficulty, no malice, no greed, no pride, no anger, no nothing. Finish. Eat and drink and enjoy and make merry. Come and visit with 1 million people Allah Ta'ala will provide for everybody. If your desire comes and I want to invite so many million people, nothing. The desire comes and everything is arranged. That is Jannah. Nothing to do there except enjoy. Nothing else to do. Fulfill all desires there. This world is full of pain, suffering, problem, difficulties, tests, trials. But it is in this world that we will build up the hereafter. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that you must express the love that you have for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And that must be our heart's desire, that nobody must be left behind. Everybody must go to Jannah. Whether we can do that, we can't do that. We don't know ourselves what is our condition. But we must desire, must have good ummid in Allah Ta'ala. Do the right things and have hope. But first we do the right things, then we can have hope. And even if the person did a lot of wrong things, he mustn't lose hope. The person who does the right thing must have hope, but at the same time must have fear too, of rejection. Sometimes a person, he believes that these actions of mine are all maqbool and mabrool, but in the meantime we don't know whether there was ikhlas in there or not there, and whether Allah Ta'ala became pleased or not. The example of that bride who was being dressed up is an example. She was being dressed up, beautified. It was her day of marriage. So then her friends commented that you look very pretty and beautiful. So she began to cry. So they asked her, why are you crying? We commented that you are very pretty, very beautiful, so you should be happy and excited. She said, when my husband will say you look very pretty and beautiful, that will be the day to rejoice, that will be the time to rejoice. All of you all saying is not good enough, because sometimes a woman can be very pretty, but she's not pretty in the eye of the husband, because her husband is involved somewhere else. How many cases we deal with like that? The women say to that. Allah Ta'ala has given me beauty, given me everything, but this person is caught up with some prostitute somewhere. So he said, when my husband will say that I am pleased, then that will be the time to rejoice.
So from there we take a lesson that it is no time to rejoice because of little bit of ibadat, zikr, tilawat that we did. That little beautification that took place. When Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, I was pleased with you, extremely happy with you. Now you may enter my Jannat. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Then we will rejoice. Until then, carry on doing, carry on doing. And keep on making tawbah and istighfar. The sign of piety is that the person does good and then say, Ya Allah, I haven't been able to do justice. Not that we do 1% and brag 100%. MashaAllah, Mubarak to you all, Allah Ta'ala give you all best of dunya and akhirah.